from PRX.
Friends beyond the binary, beautiful bakers, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the podcast. That's here. I'm here. You know, when you're in need, I'm here indeed. I don't like to rhyme. Like I was something Sneed. I say Sneed. Who's that? I don't know who that is, but sounds like somebody who would be in a sleep podcast. But tonight we're going to be talking about the Great British Bake Off in the most meandering and calming way possible, because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast to put you to sleep. Hey, everybody, this is Scooch. Before we get to the episode, or before we get even started here, you know, Sleep With Me is built on empathy and compassion, and that means supporting you, not just with good sleep, but with other resources. If you're in need of extra help right now, there's resources you can connect with in our show notes. It's about supporting the members of our community and being a part of positive change, not just saying Black Lives Matter, and not just saying Stop Asian Hate, but learning more and taking action, and there's links to resources that can support that in the show notes as well. So thank you for being a part. You know, I'm here for you, and we're here, you know, we got to be here for the members of our community all around us, so that's what's really important in the end about the show. So that's why the show even exists at all. So thank you so much, and here's the ways I'm able to be here for you twice a week for free. All right, everybody, it's time for you to check out a podcast. If you haven't checked it out yet, it's called The Science of Happiness. And recently, I was on a guest of The Science of Happiness. It was my second time on the show. Absolutely amazing. More new doorways, new auditory pathways were opened up to me. So you got to check it out. On every episode of The Science of Happiness, a guest, in this case, your friend Scoots, tries a practice to improve their well-being in some way. And then they talk about their experience with host Dacher Keltner, who's a psychologist at UC Berkeley. I don't know, I feel like we have a really good connection. Unbelievable listener and interviewer, and just always makes it fun and enlightening, where I say, huh, I like this. And then Dacher kind of explains, oh yeah, like, well, this is the science behind it, and this is the science of how it like can help with your well-being. So for this episode, I tried listening to recordings of birdsong to help me wind down for bed. According to science, it helps with stress and anxiety, which you'll hear more about in this episode. But you're really going to love it. You really had a great conversation. I always love going on the show. So if you want to learn more about how science can help you live a happier and more easeful life, check out the Science of Happiness podcast. I'm going to link it to the episode I was in the show notes, so check it out, or check it out in your podcast of choice, Science of Happiness. And then reach out, let me know, have you tried out birdsong? I want to hear about your experience with birdsong in IRL birdsong and recordings. So reach out and check that out in your podcast app of choice, the Science of Happiness podcast. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody, I want to thank Claire and tonight's sponsor for supporting this episode and provide me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep, because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer, because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody. It is time to talk about the mattress I sleep in nightly. And tonight's sponsor, Helix. Helix Sleep. Take that quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. And oh, how do I love my Helix. And not only do I love my Helix, my family members love their Helix. I just stayed at a family member's house, and I saw my nephew Daniel had a Helix. I believe his parents have a Helix Sleep too. So it's just so refreshing to know that I'm not the only one enjoying sleeping on mine. But each one of us is different, right? And that's why Helix offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection. There's mattresses for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And the way you know which mattress is going to be best for you, the way you sleep, and your body is to take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows you want to get to know your mattress, right? And you get to sleep on it in your own home. They offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. And since everybody's unique and everyone sleeps differently, Helix has different mattress models to choose from, designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. There's models with memory foam for pressure relief if you sleep on your side, responsive foam to cradle your body if you're a stomach or back sleeper. And way back when I took that Helix sleep quiz, I got matched with the Helix Dusk. I chose the Helix Dusk Lux. You know, I sleep on my stomach. I sleep on my side. I like to be cool. I love this mattress. Anytime I travel, I'm counting the days to get home and get in my Helix bed. And Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody. It's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Yep, the loudest part of the podcast is where I thank the listeners who supported the sponsor so I can be here for you free. And right now, I'm looking for listeners who support free trials on the show. Have you signed up for a free trial? I mean, a free trial with Headspace, Acorn TV, ZocDoc. Have you downloaded Best Fiends? I mean, those are amazing services and products. You get to try them for free and you support the podcast. You know, let me know about it. Let them know about it so I can thank you for your support. I really, really appreciate it. So if you sign up for Headspace, free trial, ZocDoc, free trial. If you signed up for the Acorn TV, free trial, or you're playing Best Fiends, let me know about it. I'll say thank you. That's the first part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. The second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need. If you need extra support right now, there's links in the show notes, and it's about supporting the members of our community and taking action to be a part of change, supporting the members of our AAPI community, saying Black Lives Matter with our actions. And one organization I support is NAPAWF. That's the National Asian Pacific American Women's Forum. You can go to NAPAWF.org to learn more, to support them, and to take action. And that is the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Oh, Mystery Bard, a lot of people help out on this show. Who are they?
This posty poster song sounds like a near fall. Wrote the theme song. Edits episodes too. Carl W. the Legend. Also edits episodes. Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer. Runner, 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 runner. I am the Mystery Bard.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
Any reason at all.
You can tell me the story and
I'll make it personal.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors.
You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud that we could dance. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna like banana. Leah does the transcripts.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. You can get me through our contact page on our website or at Dear Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. What do you say? I slow it down and get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it the bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. So whether it's thoughts, you're thinking about things on your mind, thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, changes in time or changes in time or temperature or seasonal stuff, whatever, you know, whatever's keeping you awake. So it could be things you're thinking about, something you're experiencing emotionally or physically or something else. Or you might not know. You might just say, if you're saying it in a detached way, you'd say, well, this is inconvenient. And that's kind of one of the, that's one of the ripples around sleep for me. But I don't know if it is a ripple. When did ripple, so you got ripples in water and you have ripples. What's a ripple in ice cream? I see that all the time. They say there's ripples of something in here or ribbons of it. And I say, well, maybe I should come back to this. I don't know. Ripple. This podcast is hopefully like ripples in still water. Maybe. But whatever's keeping you awake, if you sleep on a boat, inconsistent ripples, like a gentle, consistent ripple would be great. Well, here's an idea. Theme park people, hear me out. If you own a water park, and you say, well, we're looking for a way to maximize revenue, because I know a lot of you, I'm not judging you. I just say, well, that's probably something most people are looking to do. And you have one of those wave machines, right? Those wave machines, I think they were big in the 90s or maybe the aughts. Here's my take on wave machines. No offense, water parks. I'd rather go down a water slide. But I see what, so let's get in a, it's like a swimming pool, but you bump in, like everybody's bumping into you. Okay. Sounds not like it's like being in real water. It's like being in a bathtub with a bunch of people bumping into you. Okay. Well, I guess I'll pass on that. But my idea for water park entrepreneurs, like if you're looking to do it, let's say you're some sort of corporate, whatever you call them, where you buy stuff and you like Gordon Gecko or whatever. Here's an idea. You say, okay, well, yeah, we just can't make that work. We wanted to purchase Water Parks Unlimited, the entire Wisconsin. We were going to purchase the entire Wisconsin Dells, but we just can't make it work. We can't make the bottom line work. We're close. We just need one thing to push, and I say, well, I got it for you, Gordon. I can't give it to you for free, but I can because it's a sleep podcast. Because here's the thing, when you're, one of the downsides of sleeping on a boat, I would imagine, is that sometimes there's waves, sometimes there's not, sometimes there's something passing by. And for me, that is one of the things to say. If there's something consistent, I can sleep to it. But when it's inconsistent, it gets on my nerves. So I don't know if anybody else is hearing me. But I mean, but this would be a hotel package thing. You get like some sort of something like you'd see like a cryogenic chamber. And you put them in the wave pool and you say, oh, yeah, these are our individual sleep pods. You get to sleep in the wave pool. I mean, you could make an island or something, too. I'm sure you could design this. And you see, lulled to sleep gently by in our wave pool. Because you say, well, because the water park's got to close down at dark. I think most of them, that's when they close down. I don't know. Hear me out, though. I think it's a possible idea. Also, there's other ways. The people use that sweet rocking of the waves can cause the hearts to pitter patter and hands to be held, if you know what I'm saying. So I don't know if it ripples in water or keeping anybody up at night. Wrinkle. I think that's the word I was actually looking for. And I don't even know where I refer it. But whatever's keeping you awake, I'd like to take your mind off of that. That's what I'm here for. if you're new. And what I propose to do is to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. So I'm going to go off topic. I'm going to get mixed up. Then I'm going to come back. I'm going to say, okay, well, what was I talking? Oh, yeah. So that's all to take your mind off stuff so you can fall asleep. So if you're new, a couple of things to know up front, a little late, but if you're skeptical or doubtful, or you're not even sure, you're like, I don't know if I like this. Just like a wave pool. Remember, think about your first time at a wave pool. You see, I don't know if any, are there any, I mean, I think there are people. I think a wave pool is a bit like other things where you think it's really only good when you remember it and you anticipate. You say, well, I can't wait to get in that wave pool. And then you get in there and you say, why am I in here when I could be going on a water slide or the lazy river? If you are a wave pool fan, I'm not trying to take anything away from it, especially if I can imagine if you're in there in the off season when it's not super busy, that it might be nice. Or if you rent it out, like for surfing, I've seen that on a promotional video. That would be cool. Or body surfing when it's empty. But you say, well, like this, like I'm just thinking of it when I've been to them. So it's just my experience. I'm making an assume out of wave pools in May. Where was I though? I have no. Oh, so oh, if you're doubtful about this podcast, that's a normal reaction when you first get here. Why wouldn't you be? You probably heard about thousands of things to try to put you to sleep that you've tried. And somebody said, well, there's this dude that just talks about nothing to put you to sleep. You kind of tell, it's kind of like a bedtime story that never starts and never ends at the same time. And you see, and the people that told you about it, they say, it's amazing. Or my cousin loves it. You know, it's not for me, but you try it out. So of course you're going to say, wait a second. Okay. So that's a normal reaction. And the majority of listeners that have listened to the show, even for since the beginning, say, give it 2 or 3 tries. That's how long it took me to get used to it. Maybe that's what wave pools say. Hey, give me 2 or 3 tries and you'll never, that'll be it. I mean, maybe that's it, but I'll keep coming back. I mean, that's the thing with the wave pool. I say, well, I paid whatever, $44 to get in here. And if anybody that owns a water park of the, is it Wisconsin Dells? That's like the water park capital of the planet, like of, at least of the U.S. It's one of my dream stops. I haven't been there. And, you know, maybe 2021, 2022 is the year. 2022, probably. Because I'm recording this, you're in my future. I'm still in 2020. So, oh, give the podcast a few tries. That's one thing if you're new. The other thing is, the other two things is, this is a podcast you don't really listen to. Maybe like a wave pool, if you're not going through it there for the waves, you say, well, I'm just going there. I'm going to just float. And that's what a lot of people do. And they just enjoy the motion. Or maybe they say, well, I'm not into the water slides. I'm into I'm not into the lazy river. They may say the lazy river is just, they say that's the same thing. You're just on a tube bumping into people. You say, I don't need my leg or my ankle touching someone's shoulder that I don't know. I mean, that's what I would say. That's just who I am though. Let's just be straight. I like to have my boundaries nice and not nice and tight, nice and wide. I say, can I have one of those 2 people inner tubes just for me and then attach another one? Oh, no, no, it's not even, they say, well, that's, just, you just don't want to bump into it. No, no, even the people I know, I don't want to bump into. Not into that. You say, let's make a raft, friends. No, thanks. I'm in the lazy river to kind of be like alone, like try not to be with my thoughts and just float around. Okay, so it would just kind of consume the podcast like that, where you're just kind of drifting, just barely pay attention. I know, and it's tough, at first it could be tough, but after a while you say, oh, this podcast never gets, like I said, it never starts, it never ends. It does, but if you approach it with that kind of mindset, you say, huh, okay, I guess I'll try to consume it in that way. And that's a challenge for me. Can I, in the future, enjoy those things a little bit more and just be in the wave pool or be in the lazy river and not, you know, we kind of get caught up in my own things and say, okay, you can handle the scoots. I mean, I think I'm getting that kind of self-talk. It'll be fine. Your ankle could touch someone's hair. It's not like, and I'm not even worried about, like, it's just my boundaries. It doesn't have anything to do with anything beyond that. I'm not a, I don't have any phobes or whatever. I'm not thinking about that. It's just like, it's very, very lizardy. My lizard brain says, no, I'd prefer our bubble stay around us forever. So I'm working on that. So don't pay attention to me. This, we barely listen to this podcast. This podcast doesn't really put you to sleep. It's just kind of here while you fall asleep, which is a little bit different. That's why the episodes are about an hour, is to give you plenty of time to drift off. And then if you can't sleep, the episode will be here for you to keep you company. So that's, don't listen to me, and I won't really put you to sleep. I'm more here as my job is to, yeah, keep you company as your boyfriend, your boy bae, your boy cuz, your boy bestie, your boy bruh. If you see me at the wave pool, say, what's up, boy bruh? You gonna do some body surfing? And I'd say, if you could clear all these toddlers and their grandparents out of my way, then no, I said, well, then I would start thinking about what's in, yeah, and cycle the water out 40 times. So, okay, where was I? Holy, and I'm not being judgy about the wave pools. It's my own, it's clearly my own issue. It has nothing to do with other people. It's just the idea that they're that's like, oh, this is my, something about water. Changes, well, it doesn't change my relational boundaries. It's just people, like, if you weren't in water, it'd be clear. It'd be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. That's, you're within. If my leg hair could touch you, because it's like, you know, my leg hair goes straight out, then that's too, way too close. Where in water, you say, oh, that's totally, you just roll with it. I guess a well-adjusted person just rolls with it. So kind of just barely roll with this podcast, but also it will put you to sleep or keep you company as you fall asleep. The other things that can throw new people off is the structure of the show. And that's natural just because our structure of the podcast is very different. It starts off with a greeting, so you know you're welcome here. Then there's a supporter zone, is support for the listeners and support for the show. So resources for listeners and then sponsors and stuff so we can keep this podcast free for you. Then there's the intro, which has been going for about 12 minutes. And the intro goes from anywhere from about minute 6 to minute 20 or so. And it's the same every time and it's different every time. Every time I try to introduce a podcast to new listeners and I get distracted and I go off topic and I talk about something. And then I probably retalk about it for about 8 minutes. And then I'll try to talk about the structure of the show. Then I'll go back, just like you've observed thus far. And just like the water, how do you think the water in a wave pool feels? Or a lazy river, like the molecules, they say. It says, I've been by this palm tree 4,000 times in the last 2 days. Or, you know, whatever we saw, you know. What, so, I don't know. Oh, my point is that the intro kind of goes on and on and on. Now, my thoughts get cyclical, but that serves a couple purposes. One, to introduce new people to the show and kind of to give you an idea what you're in for. But for the regular listener, you got some options. As you become a regular listener, you could 2% of people skip ahead to 20 minutes. And then the rest of the listeners kind of use the intro in different ways, but all of them combined kind of use it as a part of their wind down routine. Now, for some listeners, they fall asleep during the intro, but for most listeners, they're getting ready for bed, or they're in bed getting comfortable, or they're doing some other relaxing pastime to get some distance from the day. And I don't know, just to give you a long runway into sleep, because I found for me, like, that's what works best, and for the people that show what works for. So the intro is a slow descent into sleep, ideally, and it gives you something to listen to take your mind off of whatever's keeping you awake. So that's the intro. Then there's business between the intro and the episode. That's kind of how podcast structure works, and you can always find those sponsors at our website. Then there's the episode, which we'll be talking about Great British Bake Off, pastry week, pâtissier week. And it'll be in a kind of, I don't know, a barely coherent recap of what happened and what people talked about, what people were wearing, what they were doing. So it should be fun, but also very distracting and meandering and easy to sleep to. You won't miss anything. You could listen or re-listen to the episode, but ideally it's here to provide you a level of comfort and a level of distraction, and also just give you permission to barely pay attention to it. And then the show ends with thank yous and good night. So that's the structure of the show and the other things I can think. And the other main important point is that I make this show because I've been there, tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep. I've had all those things. I mean, look, how many people have wave pool issues? I mean, probably the Venn diagrams, like Sleep With Me listeners, you say, yeah. I mean, I enjoy water parks, but I do a lot of thinking about the water parks too. So, you look at yourself in the mirror. This is what I do. One day, I'm going to be a person that could fully, you know, so well adjusted. I'm going to enjoy that water park, even waiting in line when the kid tries to go by me and his bathing suit wipes against my, you know, thigh, like side of my thigh. I say, oh, more, no. And then I also say, what are you doing? Oh, why? My family's up there. I say, well, okay. But the line starts down at the bottom of the stairs. Well, I'm 7 years old. What? I want you to wait in line because it's, so I got that, you know, I got that. I said, well, the line's back. Well, my family's up there though. Okay. Well, yeah, they'll meet you at the bottom of the water slide. But of course, when I was seven, I was probably doing the same thing. So, anyway, I'm glad you're here because you know, I know how it feels. Those are the kind of things that still go through. I'm not 7 years. See, and then 2 years later, I'll be lying. But what are you saying? You don't work at a water park. Why do you got to enforce the line? Just let the kid go up with his family. I mean, that's really what goes. See, what kind of person does that? And I say, I thought you wanted me to be assertive for our needs. Yeah, but it's a 7-year-old waiting in line for a water slide. Right, but I waited, and then that 5 hours later. So I've been there. That's one of the reasons I make the show. The other reason I make the show is because you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a place of respite where you have a little bit of distance between the day and the night, and where you can get the rest you deserve so that you can live your life more fully. So that's why I make the show. I really appreciate you coming by. Give it a few tries. Like I said, I don't benefit from people listening if it doesn't work out for you, but I hope it does. I mean, I wish I could make a podcast that worked for everyone, but it just works for the people it works for. So give it a few tries. I really work hard. I yearn and I strive, and I really hope I can help you fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple ways I'm able to bring this podcast twice a week. All right, everybody, it is time to talk about tonight's sponsor, ZocDoc. And we all know, right, there's things in your life you don't want to compromise on. Like if you're looking for an apartment, you don't want to have a loud upstairs neighbor who, like, does clogging or tap dancing or plays the drums. And you do probably want something with good parking that's walkable. But when it comes to your health, there's no compromise. You don't want to go back to a doctor that you feel like isn't listening, that's scrolling on their phone, reading the news. You're like, hey, I'm talking about this thing. It's important to me. I want to be heard. The only reason you're with them is because they were assigned to you, or they were the only doctor you could find that took your insurance. Well, there's an alternative, ZocDoc. It's a place where you can find and book doctors who make you feel comfortable, listen to you, and prioritize your health. And you can search by location, availability, and insurance. So there's literally no compromises here, because with ZocDoc, you've got more options than you know. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. You don't have to wait on hold with a receptionist. All the docs have verified reviews from actual real patients. And we're talking about booking appointments with
tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists. And I've tried ZocDoc. I've looked for eye doctors on there. I love hearing from listeners who move to new areas, get new insurance, or just looking for that no-compromise solution. So I've used it before. Tons of listeners have. You should check it out, too. So go to ZocDoc.com/sleep and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com, ZocDoc.com/sleep. That's ZocDoc.com/sleep. Thanks, everybody. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
All right, it's time for Pâtissier Week. I think this is probably the first and last time I pronounce it correctly. And it starts off with a teaser full of tears. Pastry out, pastry in. High-end pâtissier. Everybody running around, going rogue. Someone's going, this is the final countdown, the episode before the finals. And nothing, the good thing is nothing seems to be going right for anybody. And then we have the theme, the opening, and then we go to Noel and Sandy, and a bit of a slow, another one of a slow comedy. Let's see what happens. Noel and Sandy are talking, a little bit worried, partly because it's semifinal, but pâtissier, it's French, I don't know anything about it, Sandy says. Well, says, don't worry, I got a half French. She goes, which half? He goes, I don't know. My parents never told me. And then he turns, because he was in profile, and he turns and his other half is the image of a fresh Frenchman with a mustache, a striped shirt, and a half beret. You know, there's this new Prince album just came out, and that's one of the songs on there. Just super deep cut, like the eighth disc, if you're buying it. She wore a half beret, the kind you find it, and not, you don't find at a secondhand store. Then we have our talking heads walking in. There's hand holding. See, Noel walks off. He's smiling. Then the camera goes overhead. Semifinals, baking battle royale. That's alliteration royale. Whittled down to three. Ruby and Briony hold hands. Kim Joy talks about the added pressure. Judges were harsh last week. Don't want to disappoint them. Briony says it's going to be not easy. A little bit nervous. Raul doesn't even want to think about it. You know, stresses him out. Ruby, on the other hand, is pumped up. She's like, I can't believe I'm here. I'm excited. And then it says, okay, Baker's got to make it through three pâtissier challenges. Stress City. Totes Amosh is where Briony is. Totes Amosh. Ruby talks about digging deep. You know, I'll find something. At some point she says, you know, I ran a marathon, so this is, you know, I'm ready. Semifinal, how tense is that? Somebody says 24 dipped madeleines. And that's two different versions, 212, not just 24. Creative and decorative, clean, sharp lines. And it's going to be a high standard. So high, Paul goes from his denim shirt to a three-toned blue indigo shirt. They got an hour and a half. Set your clocks. Semifinal. Wind, four of us. Rahul's never had madeleines before. So that's... Paul goes, yeah, come on. It's about finesse, precision, finesse, he says, correcting me. Deceptively difficult to make. Prue talks about the classical shape, the lines of the mold, perfect ridges, and then a hump, a bump. That's what keeps going through. A camel's hump, a gentle rise. You got to get that batter right from the start. Genoese sponge. You got to cool it down, just like they would say, slow it down and watch out, because you're going to, if you don't, you're going to lose your hump. So you cool it down, put your pans in the freezer with Uncle Ebenezer. Bulbous baby bump, bulbous bump, Ruby says. Raul says, nice little hump. It's quite cute. There's baking powder. Some people are using baking powder to help with their bump. Rotational is just air and eggs to give it its rise. Eggs and sugar, light and fluffy. Eloise bump? I don't know what that says. Ruby's not freezing rhubarb? I don't know what that says either. Baking powder. Some people are less or more. How much? Give it a little rise. Elusive bump, Ruby says. Hello, Ruby, they say. Oh, you're not freezing your rhubarb or something? Raspberry. And lemon. Fresh raspberry in the mandolin batter. Paul says, not frozen raspberry. Tries to mess with her head. Orange and stem ginger batch, and then a white chocolate and raspberry. Or dark chocolate in one of them. Paul says, this is going to be not an easy one. She goes, it's fine, Paul. I can take it. Leave me alone. So she lets him have it, which I like. She says, explain somewhere else, dude. She says, I'm going to do my best to hit the road. And then I got to deal with Noel. Okay. Also, Rahul, two-time Star Baker Rahul, is also doing lemon and raspberry and white chocolate, which Ruby says, wait a second. Orange and chocolate is the other one. He's baking fresh raspberries in his batter and then orange curd in the hump of his other Madeline. And Paul says, do you got to use the baking powder? He goes, yeah, I did. I tried that once, but it didn't have the hump. He goes, one should have a hump. He goes, the other one with the raspberry, I'm not sure what the hump is now. I'm getting the hump now. I'm getting the hump, Paul. Paul's making jokes about his ability to go on. And they have to take the flavors of the mandolin, too, to a whole new level. Briony's putting some mint in there, delicate mint flavor. Kim Joy, orange batter. Head to herd. Lemon and raspberry, white choco. Getting the hump now. No pressure at all, Raul. Zest, mojito. Spiced rum. This is Briony and Sandy. Sandy and Briony are close. Sandy says, you know you're gonna booze it up on those. And she goes, oh, yeah. Brew does not want tea in her Madeline, she says. I don't want tea in my mouth. Briony says, don't worry. I got really fine tea. It won't get any in your teeth. Good luck. I'll do my best. Noel says, cocktails? Brew's all over it. Batters made, the race against the clock. A baker's got to chill, man. 10 to 20 minute chill time. Ruby's doing 10. Noel says, semifinal. How about it to her? She's trying to work. She goes, what do you mean? What do I mean for you? Are you excited or nervous? She goes, excited. She goes, wouldn't you be shocked? He goes, yeah, I didn't know if you'd make it past week two. And she's the same here. Then Kim Joy's trying to stay focused. She's chopping some sort of nuts, ginger and lemon madeleines and orange bunny madeleines. Oh, pistachios she was chopping. Chop, chop, chop those pistachios. Aim for perfection. Cute little bunnies. I won't let you down, Peru. But you got to get that flavor right. We know you're doing to decorate. You're very artsy. You have a good eye. Noel says, stuff always looks beautiful. Then we see Noel and a person in a gorilla suit playing shuttlecock, badminton, that's what it's called. When I watched the episode, I was like, what do you call the game you play with shuttlecocks? Shuttlecocks and humps. This episode is full of feeling. Then we see everybody filling their tins or their bins. Paul and Prue are talking humps and putting fruit in a rise. For me, Paul says, Madeline's got to have that classic bump, man. but not a huge bump, Bruce says. No, I don't know if they're going to use the proper, they're not using the proper method in my book. The Hollywood handbook in this case would be no baking powder. I'd like to hear Paul Hollywood on Hollywood handbook. Has Paul Hollywood been here? There's the thing. Maybe he already has. I'd have to search Hollywood on Hollywood handbook. That would be it, because I don't know if he would get it. So it could be one of those episodes where he doesn't come back, which would be, make it a good one. Okay, so I got lost there. Let me know if you like, has Paul Hollywood been on Hollywood handbook? Because he has his own Hollywood handbook he's always telling people about. But he would seem like the perfect guest for it, just because of the strong feelings about Paul online, and he has strong opinions. Trying to think who was on there that said strong. Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think what the nickname for this person could be, so I don't say their name. They were famous in the 80s on MTV, and from like they were a male, kind of a male version of a Valley Girl. Okay, so into the oven, critical minutes to create the hump. Temperature differences have to be spot on. Half an hour left. No time to breathe. Artistry and finesse are important. Frantic moves, finishing touches. Raul talks to Sandy. What's good? What's going in there? Orange curd, by the way. She goes, semifinal. I'm excited for you. He's not, because I'm not thinking about that. I'm just, you know, then I'll worry. And then he's not really talking to her, so she's still talking to him. She goes, can you hear? I can't really communicate with you when you're bent over by the oven. And he's not really answering his questions. She says, no, nothing there at all. Okay, we've just stopped communicating. Sorry. Oh, no, no. They haven't humped at all. They do have a small bump, though. I think he's underestimating his hump size. Kim Joy has giant ones. Rubies have a small one. I guess I don't know why they're overjudging, but maybe they're looking for their Madelines are supposed to have bigger humps. Don't worry. I'll be the first. Ruby cuts her Madelines. She says, I'm going rogue. I got to cut these to make them look nice. Raul has piping problems. He's dipping them. They look nice. Red cocoa butter one. Noel says, I'll man the fort. He goes, yeah, they do look a little small, though, his bumps. Is that good or bad? 12 bunnies. Kim Joy's got 12 bunnies to pipe. A great signature sentence. I don't know, Sandy says. Let's see what she says, because I'm like 2 seconds ahead. Decoration time. Quickly dipping. He's a bit wonky. Getting them is all about precision, Sandy says. Kim Joy's running. 12 bunnies to pipe. Oh, 12 bunnies to pipe. On its own, a great sentence. 1 minute decoration stress. Time is up. Rubbish. Adorable. A good hump. You have a good hump on you, Kim Joy, somebody says. Atrocious mess. So then they do the judging. Raul is looks amazing. Perfect hump. Very good. Raspberry balances. Great flavor. Absolutely delicious. Great triumph. Thank you. He's smiling. Somebody says, stop grimacing, man. You did good. Then Ruby, a.k.a. Rubes, bit of a mess. Too much butter on your shells, texture of underbaked polenta. That's a bit harsh, but the flavors are good, but not your best. And she says, I'll take it. For Briny, they say, zany icing, your hump's not bad, but I'm not getting any lime or mint flavors. But I love the coffee bean flavor. Color's a little bit dark, which plays into your baking. Then they go to Kim Joy. Nice, beautiful. Too much. You got too big a bump. You know, too much of whatever the chemical rise. Not a massive flavor. Not enough orange in your sponge. Just a bit of hint of it. And then they go to the talking heads here afterwards. I'm still watching Ruby's getting, you know, they're saying, okay, Kim Joy, Briny. If you said it was vanilla in there, I don't taste nothing. Espresso martini, though, Sandy says, come on. She made an espresso martini for us to taste during this. Oh, no, those are the espresso martini flavored ones. Love the coffee bean flavor. Orange icing compliments your bunnies, Kim Joy. So it's half good. She says, thank you. She blows her hair out. She goes, okay, I didn't even know what Madeline's were supposed to taste like. I thought the bigger hump, the better. Ruby says, yeah, I was worried about the lack of the hump. Big bump, lump, whatever you want to call it. Then Raul says, why is everybody laughing about the word hump? And then we see a bee on a flower, kind of the hump of a bee. And that's it for that. Then we go to the longest ever technical challenge. Freezer, use it, Bruce says. And she says, okay, use a freezer. And off you go. They say, okay, bye-bye. And Bruce's going to give Paul a makeover. Noel says, not going to be a stretch. Technical challenge. Bruce would like you to make a torta setavelli. A patisserie of 7 layers, 2 chocolate Genoese sponges, silky smooth hazelnut bavois, praline base, chocolate mousse, quite a lot of things, a lot of words. 3.5 hours for this almost impossible task. On your mark, get set, bake. And everybody's looking over the things. They say, I can't believe this. I had never heard of this thing. Wow, this is complicated. Kim Joy doesn't like technicals. Paul and Prue say, okay, Paul says, why'd you pick this? She goes, because it's a fantastic cake for semifinal. Beautiful. Also known as 7 Veils cake. Indulgent. Layers. She goes through again, Genoese sponge, hazelnut bavois. 2 layers of that, praline crunch, chocolate mousse, and then the icing. She goes, main problem is going to be timing, because this cake has got to be in and out of the freezer, so each layer sets. And then you got to put a mirror glaze on it, and then ribbons and stuff to get it set. Gorgeous, but even a professional pâtissier would have trouble with this. We're asking the near impossible. But you want to get as much air in and during the mixing process, everybody says. So we get some batter folding. How long you bake for? 25 minutes. People are tasting the toasting hazelnuts to make the praline. As they bake like the cake. I never knew like a lot of the cakes in here are baked and cut in half. I can't cut anything in half precisely. Like anything you got to do, like a bagel, I guess that's like an English muffin is nice because it's already cut for you, but like a bagel or even a roll is always like messed up when I do it. I guess this is just some of my personal issues. Toasted hazelnuts, praline, pâtissier, something. Raul knows what bavois is. Oh, then there's a good, let's go back. Brian, he says, I love instructions. I've never made praline, Kim Joy. Caramel and nuts, eh? Ruby's cooling her praline. When the praline is set, make a paste. I guess you could blend it up. That's what Raul does. Praline paste. Ruby says, what's a bavois? Custard with gelatin, Raul says. Ruby says, I'm not a bavois person. And Sandy goes, I don't know what bavois is. We're not bavois people. And Sandy goes, that's a good name for a band, bavois people. Okay, so then they're making a custard. I think that's part of the bavois, the praline paste. Pulsing praline paste, that's maybe the thing. Swells among custard making, smells chilling. Praline layer, melted chocolate, Filutine, Raul says. I say, yeah, I can do it because I can't pronounce it either. Cake out, comes out. Ruby says, okay, my cake looks okay. It's risen. It is risen. Cake was rude to Noel. Someone's cake, he says, it's talking to me. Kim Joyce, he says, I don't like the way cake is talking to me. Then people are slicing their cake into two cakes or two layers, which is interesting. I guess in a non-pro baker, what you do is you make cakes in those cake things, and then you stack them. Also bake them as fast as you can. They do use, what are those things called? Things that you put a kebab on for guidance, but I don't know how you could get that through straight. Okay, halfway through, you blend it in with your background, ganache and cream. Kim Joy has moose-related stress. The freezer is my friend, it is. Briny says, like Yoda. People really care, but I just dislike technical so much. I think Noel's trying to say, you're going to be okay. She goes, I'm going to try. Because she's really like, has moose trouble. She's like, this is stressing me out. Then we get down to 1 hour to do the mirror glaze. You need a double cream for your mirror glaze. I've really got to zoom. She says, oh no, that's wrong. Her moose is not moosey. So, I mean, she really does have to do a reset. Gloopy cake around in the moose. Freeze until sets. Kim Joy says, maybe I'm ready to go home. I don't know. And that's when Noel cheers her up. He's also got a brilliant shirt on. Purples. It's, got to see it. I mean, I can't describe it. It's an indescribable shirt. It's got a lot of color and a lot of decorations. But he does give Kim Joy a nice pep talk. Half an hour left, mirror glaze, got to make our chocolate curls, too hot baby. You're whisking, you're boiling your sugar, your water, your chocolate, big blob of gelatin, and that's my first mirror glaze. That's what's gloppy for Briny. Raul's cake is set. Ruby's cake, Kim Joy's cake, everybody's looking, the cake is good. Now they got to put the mousse on it and try to get it as smooth as possible. Kind of like whipped cream cake here. That's one of the cakes my mom makes or whatever. Yeah, some sort of whipped cream or something. Kim Joy says, technicals really aren't my thing. How much time's left? A half hour remaining. Let's see. Everybody's saying, okay, trying to temper their chocolate. 32 degrees. Made it too hot, Raul says. Noel says, are you going to cry? This is a funny exchange. It's at 31 minutes left in the episode. He goes, so you look like you're going to cry. You're going to cry? Don't cry. And he goes, I'm trying not to cry. Noel says, I'll cry for me. He says, please don't cry for me. Noel starts to cry. He goes, please don't cry. Please don't cry on the chocolate. Kim Joy's making her curls. Ruby's making hers. Briny's making hers. Raul's a little frustrated. Kim Joy is definitely frustrated. Mirror glaze issues, 5 minutes. Bakers, you can do this. You can do it. Come on. We believe in you. Briny's mousse is frozen. Kim Joy has footers on at the last second. Arg. Everybody's putting their mirror glaze on. Some people it's going good. Other people it is not. Briny's is shiny but gloppy. Raul's is a little too thick. Kim Joy's still trying to do her mousse. Might be spreadable. And then you can do it. That's when you can do it. Smudge it around. Kim Joy's getting it on. Tidy it up. put some hazelnuts on, add some chocolate curls, 1 minute remaining. And, you know, eventually the time is up, as everybody says, you know, gets it done. A lot of exhales, tortoises set to belly, bring it up here. Bring up your tortoise setting. Palm Brew, look them over. They go to Briony's first. A shine, very dark, layers even, tastes great, but the coating is like a PVC, it's not good. Everybody had problems with that. So, yeah, they say, oh, that's not, I'm not appreciating that. Ruby has an even mirror glaze. The layers look good. Good mousse layers. So, they like hers, fairly even. And, does look like, I'm not a super chocolate fan, but the other layers probably like make it, very edible. I also don't like a dense cake, which this seems like a denser cake. Soft and edible. Then Kim joins up. Bit of a rush, it looks like. Fairly neat. Mousse wasn't set. So you get some marbling. Very nice layers, but no mousse. Somebody told them from production. Mousse blended with the top, so very little mousse. Mousse is thin. Who takes it? Good praline, nice bavois, not enough mousse. And then Raul, serious issues with chocolate mixture, bit of a rush. Nice shine, though. They take it out. Dark, almost as dark as the first one, rubbery coating. Coating's not even edible. So then they rank them. Raul comes in fourth, Briony in third, Kim Joy in second, and Ruby first. Ruby's very happy. Right now they're going through third place. Rubbery on the outside. And second spot, Kim Joy. Kim Joy's got to be relieved. That's like quite like this cake. Layers were neat, just needed more mousse, basically. And she admits it, like, yeah, you know, some mousse was challenging at the end. And they say, number one, Ruby. Briony says, yay, Ruby. Mirror glazing, perfect. Layers, delicious, beautiful cake. And then they do the talking heads. Briony, or Ruby's like, what? I can't believe it. But it turns out I'm delicious. Kim Joy's happy about second. I thought I was going to be fourth. I thought about giving up for 10 seconds. I said, no. I'm going to do it. Rahul's this is another one you got to catch. Talk about, like, should be on the cover of a romance cooking novel. Right around with 26 minutes left, he's leaning against the fence, Rahul, out in the country, and he's talking. Cuts a striking figure. He's, like, kind of playing with his fingers, and he says, it's okay. Something good happens, then something bad happens right behind it. I said, dude, that's the story. I have that mindset. And Briony says it's going to come down to the showstopper tomorrow. So that's it. Then we see sunset, the AM chain, Baker's walking in. And table talk. And Sandy says, you know, usually we know where things are headed, but now it's up in the air. It's like a fresh start. Everybody's kind of even. They talk about, yeah, today's a fresh day. Everybody has to put it in for the showstopper. It's extraordinary because yesterday, Raul and Ruby flipped from top to bottom. And Kim Joy got a little bit stronger. And she's always been consistent. Briony's kind of in the weakest position. Sandy says it comes down to personality. Kim Joy had a wobble, but she, you know, she's going to have to show something. Raul's lost his faith. Briony's a fighter, so she, you know, she can get through too. But I've been so fond of them, you know, and I don't want to lose anybody. And they call Paul old misery guts, but I'm sure you can't wait to get rid of anybody. And they say, okay, oh, morning, lovely bakers, You're going to have to do a Parisian window full of pastry, three types of pastry, a choux, a pâte sucrée, and a puff pastry, a millefeuille, or, you know, whatever, however you say. And we got 5 hours, all about finesse. Flavor and decorations are up to you. This is a high-end world of baking, so it's a tough challenge. You got to get cracking. The cakes are in the windows, you know. Perfection is what Peru, Parisian patisserie perfection from Peru. No room for error. This is the toughest one ever. Yeah, this is the kind of thing Peru says, you know, this is a perfect thing you have at the end of a meal, a luxury. And if you've already eaten French food, it's got to be so looks so good that you can't resist it. Ball says, yeah, puff pastry's the hardest. He wants pure perfection. He says, yeah, these are amateur bakers, but this is the kind of thing you got to be really good at. Bruce says, yeah, it doesn't have to just taste good. It has to look good because, yeah, it tempts you into eating it. And 3 out of 4 bakers are taking the fast track to flakiness for this colossal challenge. They should have the Great British alliteration off. Flavor elements to create. Everybody's working. Oh, so the rough pastry shortcut is, that's what goes in the millefeuille or whatever. Rough puff instead of a full puff. Grating butter instead of laminating it. And that should allow them to do multiple layers in no time. And you chill it, go big or go home. Bryony's, she's doing laminated butter layers. So she's like, yeah, I'm going to be pushing myself a bit more. But you got to go for it. Everything's riding on it. So Bryony's doing a full puff pastry, walnut flavored millefeuille. That's what it is, millefeuille. I think I have it written somewhere too. Red shoe pastry eclairs with funky white chocolate domes. Paul says, this is about professionalism. That's the way you got to approach it as a professional now. And it might be difficult to make that jump. But Brian goes, you know, I'm tuned in. I've been looking up trendy patisserie pastries, and I'm going to go for it. The trendy pastries of the moment. Raoul's, he goes, I've been going down to my local high street in Sheffield and looking around and looking at the windows. And he goes, I'm going for that traditional look. I'd love to be a patissier chef. And just like him, he wants to keep the price down to earth. He's a pastry chef of the people. What a hero. Even then, the people's patissier, Sandy says. So he's making some uncharacteristically paired back things, lemon and blueberry, caramel eclairs, glazed fruit tarts, and short crust pastry in his tarts, short but buttery. Should have rolled it thicker, he says. Well, says, are you good? How's it going? Are you okay? No pulse, man. But he's not laughing. Pat Sucre. Yeah, Pat Sucre. Patty Sucre. Pate Sucre? Patty Sucre. Remember Patty Sucre? She was the best. She was the fastest runner in my class. Okay, so then we have the tart assembly and going to the oven. And then preparing the fillings, which have to be silky smooth. Bryony's making something that's quite sherberty. Oh, no, this is Ruby with her lemon verbena. This is what deodorant I have on. Sherbert, I'd like to know the English sherbert. I got to find out more about that. Paul sneaks some of Raoul's food while he's working on it, which stresses him out. Bryony's doing the most ambitious thing. She's really nervous. She's in tart filling, most ambitious tart filling, chocolate dome, cherry mousse, cherry jelly. But it's got a set. But she says, I got to keep going. You know, that's what I got to do. They're halfway through the showstopper. Sandy says, she goes, you want me to do it in French? She says something like, La plume in my desk. After the blind baking starts, got to put the tarts back in the oven with the fillings. Somebody says 2.5 hours are gone. Literally, literally, they're gone. Milfoy starts to come together. Briony has a checklist, and she goes through that. Okay, done, done, done. Got to get a full puff, more rolling and resting. I guess that's how you do it. You roll it, you rest it. That gives the layers when they're laminated with butter. Noel's like, kind of bugs Ruby a lot while she's on her list. And she's like, kind of get away from me. He writes on her list, batch baking, ovens make way or something. Lot to juggle, as if they didn't have enough to juggle. They got to keep going because you have to start work on your third shoe pastry. Another Herculean challenge at this stage of the thing. Making shoe is tricky, Raul says. I never even heard of shoe till this, to be honest. It's all about stamina. Oh, boy. But yeah, Ruby says, I got the stamina. I haven't run a marathon before. In the zone. Sandy says, are you ramped up? She goes, yeah. She goes, I'm in the zone. I ain't even paying attention to the other bakers. I'm blocking everything else out and doing what I have to do. Paul says, what's the style? She goes, for the display, she goes, like a bouquet of flowers. So floral display, strawberry, mint, milfoy, chocolate, hazelnut, St. Honors or something. Lemon verbena toplets topped with meringue. Pretty punchy flavors, Paul says, with that lemon verbena. Heck of a punch. And Sandy says, or Bruce says, make sure the flowers don't detract from the beauty of your bakes. No edible flowers. So then Kim Joy is also doing flowers. She's also added a crackling to her shoe or something. It's a biscuit, but on a shoe pastry. Noel says, I know a lot about baking. Everything I've learned, he goes, I'm going to bake it all and eat it. And then sleeps for 1,000 years. Briony's falling behind. Kim Joy's piping. I mean, Ruby's piping. Kim Joy's doing like a pipe puff nun. Religious, looks like a nun. Shoe nuns, crunchy crackling topping, mango and passion fruit tarts with meringue and fresh fruit, and a milfoy with lemon, blueberry, and feathered icing topping. Sandy says, you came back from a wobble. She goes, yeah, it's my proudest moment. I really came through, kept going. And everybody's smiling. They said, keep going, Kim Joy. Do your best. Then we get back to the baking. Briony's playing catch up. 220 degrees into the, that's, I think, Ruby's saying, I'm going to have a good sleep after this. So somebody says, no time to rest now, though. And she's going to be last minute. Then we see some lambs. 1 hour left. Come on, kids. Let's do this. You can do it. Pastry out, pastry in, pastry out, pastry in. Then Noel goes up to Raul. He goes, what are you doing? He goes, slicing my strawberries. He goes, what else are you doing? And he goes, dooming. He goes, dooming? What's that? He goes, oh, feel free to see me dooming. Dooming? Is that a new thing? He goes, yeah. All the kids are dooming today. Dooming. I'm very similar. I mean, this is how my mind works, too. Ruby's trying to open up her hot pastries, a lot of stress, way too puffy, pretty sharpish. Briony says about her flavors. You look ahead. This is Sandy and Ruby, full bakery in here. You look ahead of the game. Ruby says, don't let the game hear that. Nobody knows if they're going to have enough time. They have to assemble. A lot of work left to do. Decorating. Putting it together. 36 pastries. No stopping. Even Kim Joy seems like she's going. Briny's pastry is a little bit raw inside. Oh, no. No way to put it back in. Noel says no. She goes, well, it's a little bit doughy in the middle. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. He gives her a hug and a kiss on the temple. It begins in earnest, properly raw inside. Keep carrying on half an hour. Milfoy, this is where I wrote it, at the end of the episode. Ruby says, mine's too tall for a Milfoy. Briny's getting her charts done. Eclairs and piping. Raoul's like really stressed. This is bad, really bad. Kim Joy's puffing up her nuns. Just have to go with it. Okay. This is like a lot of piping. Holy piping. Raoul's like, I can't even fill up my eclairs all the way. Ruby's fruit's not staying on her dome properly. One thing I've learned is always glaze your fruit. If you're going to be on this show, always glaze your fruits. And he had his glaze ready, Raoul. And he says, hey, you need a pastry brush. Noel, can you get me one? He goes, pastry brush? What's a pastry brush? Let me ask somebody. He goes, it's basically a brush. And he says, okay, for brushing pastry, like a toothbrush, but longer. He says he's going to ask someone. It seemed like he was serious. Raoul says, I don't think I'm going to be able to glaze these anyway. 5 minutes, please stick. And then their time is up. Everybody like bargain. This is a bargaining stage. You're bargaining with your pastries. Step away from your bakes. Briny says, it was a mighty cock up. One of Ruby almost falls after that. She almost falls down. She trips over something. I think she goes to comfort Briny or Kim Joy, and she almost trips. Let's see. We have it here. Please stick, Raoul saying. Step away from your bakes. Oh, well done. Clapping. Breathing. Mighty cock up. Ruby hugs Raoul. Kim Joy says, oh, goodness. Slumps over. That's when Ruby almost slips on Briny's stuff. We get the outside shots, the pastry shop displays. Now face the judgment of Paul and Prue. Kim Joy's up first, her Milfoy. Very dull look, dry on the top. Flavor's wonderful, though. Oh, no, that's not that one. Let's see. Because the whole thing is they're supposed to be delicate and small, and these look chunky and round, big stuff. It's supposed to be delicate and punching big flavor in small cakes. Let's start with the Milfoy. Dry top on a Milfoy. Paul Hollywood does not like it. It looks dull, Bruce says. But they eat it, and they say, what do they say? Could have cooked a little longer. It has to be totally crisp, which is not good for Briny. Kim Joy, flavor's wonderful, though. Paul doesn't like the look of her next thing. Her tarts, they're all broken up. Should have used Italian meringue. He bites it. Love the filling. Bruce says, pastry's good. Paul says, let's just move on to the shoe. Well, doesn't look too bad. A little bit burnt. A little bit dark. Terrible way to leave. Take out a nun. Everybody laughs. And this is properly filled, though, so that's the hard part. And nice orange flavor, quite tart. Paul likes that. Don't agree with the crackling. Problem is then you can't get an even bake. But nice flavor on those. Overall idea, execution wasn't as good as it could have been. And they go to Ruby, really, really, really pretty. We get a good shot of them from above. Very beautifully decorated. Exception of the Saint Honors or whatever. Too much caramel. Love the idea, but they're all too big. Some of them are huge, so now it's down to bacon flavor. Puff pastry looks good. Hoping it's not soft in the middle. Layers are good, well baked. A little, not a wet bit in there. Just how it should be. Beautiful. really good. Love the mint. Mint is delicious and delicate. Oh boy, okay. Next one is shortbread on the bottom. That sounds good too. Paul steps away. Bruce says flavor's delicious. Paul says clever with the buns and the chocolate filling. Base is fantastic. Crispy all the way through. Pipe works good on the tarts. Meringue looks good, but I don't like unglazed fruits. That's one of Paul's things. Come on, people. But he says your lemon curd is powerful. Holy moly. Or Bruce says that. So strong. And what a strong flavor. Maybe if you had some raspberry coulis in there, that could have. Then they go to briny. Massive. Clumsy. So they start off like pretty harsh. Looks a bit thick on the pastry. We were looking for delicacy. Clumsy. Briny always agrees with them. I just, moose runs. Briny comments on that. That's just nice. Potent flavors, but the tart is chewy. Too thick, Bruce says. These look good, but I could see them, the red cherry things. But, you know, if they're smaller, I could see them in a shop. He goes, what is this, just plain? And then they say it's salty, very salty. Did you, Briny says, I could have mixed up my salt and my sugar. Then the milfoy, Briny really is composed, though, because they say this is raw, salty, cooked too much and raw. Caramel's nice, though, but it's also salty. And she goes, I don't know. And I'm sorry. And Bruce says, Briny, you have to apologize to yourself. You could do better than this. Probably the wrong time to get it wrong. Then Raoul's, they say, not finished. Why didn't you glaze these again? Paul stares at him. Because you can't sell these if they're not glazed. Noel really frowns at Paul's attitude. I don't know. I think they get along, though, behind the scenes. But they taste these. So this is classic. Flavor's good. If it didn't have if it had the glaze, it would be perfect. A little bit thick of a base. Then they go to the eclair, not completely full. They bite it. Paul's chewing. Bruce has a lovely flavor, a bit too much salt, but pastry's soft, pastry's about right, top isn't neat, caramel's all over. Paul says, this is boring, man, really boring. Bruce says, I wouldn't say it's boring, but it's not the most exciting eclair I've ever eaten. Then Paul says, this one worries me, the milfoy. And then they taste it and they say, holy moly. I didn't think I was going to like this. Delicious. Really good. Looks hideous. Tastes amazing. They say, thank you. He says, the curd, the blueberries, the cream, stunning. Thank you, Raoul. Thank you. Then we see Kim Joy tasting one of our things. Raoul, like, can't even look up. Then we go outside the table talk. Okay, semifinal, Parisian window. Is this what you imagined? Almost there. Some of them are nearly there. Some off the mark. Raoul didn't have a good day. Looked terrible. I don't know what happened to him, Bruce says. He's definitely taking a step back. Let's talk Briny. I was surprised. Bruce says, this was the day to pull out all the stops and be your best. And if you got your salt and your sugar confused, and maybe that's what happened. Ruby did overall well. Love her shoe. Biscuit base. That actually worked. Fabulous flavors, Bruce says. Pastry is beautiful. And they liked the idea of Kim Joy's thing. Pretty good. Flavors were there, but I didn't enjoy the crackling, Paul says. But of course they say that if they're going to had to eat one thing, it'd be Raoul's milfoy. So sensational. Sandy's even eating one to test it out. She can't get it in there. Double decker minibus. Biggest thing I've ever seen. You won't have to eat for a week. Then we go back. This is it. The moment we haven't been waiting for, because we love these four so much. They say, okay, lovely bakers, thanks for getting through. Noel gets the job of announcing the star baker. And he says, star baker is Ruby, but it's, you know, it's a subtle thing because, you know, they're worried. Everybody's holding hands. Ruby does smile and cover her face. Everybody else is happy for her, really happy. On a roll, baby girl, on a roll. And Sandy tries to be professional, but she's really close to these players. So she goes, it's tricky because we're so fond. I might cry now, too, just because Sandy's powerful, man. Fortune nature in this tent. Wow, I'm really feeling it. And I'm afraid because Briony's great, man. Just spent a lot of time with her, too. And Sandy says, I'm afraid it's Briony that we're going to lose. Briony's, you know, it's emotional. So sorry, my friend. So sorry. Thank you for your kind words. Briony says, yes, sad to not be going through, but I made it very far. And what an experience. My musketeer, Ruby calls her. Bruce says, nobody want to see Briony go. She's good at coming back when things didn't go well. Briony talks about her love of baking. And I'm proud of myself, so I'm very proud of myself. And Raul kind of stares. He's in shock. The person who never baked a single cake until his 29th birthday is a finalist. Then everybody hugs each other. Fantastic final. Paul's expecting artistic flair. Bring their A game. It's going to be the best final ever, I promise you. Ruby tells Noel, I bet you're shocked. Kim Joy was hoping. So then everybody has two star bakers, most evenly balanced final ever. Right? Says she, looks off camera and the episode ends. So that's it. And we'll be back soon with the final episode of this season of the Great British Baking Bake Off. To sleep. Good night, everybody. All right. I want to thank everybody that reviewed the show recently in Apple Podcasts. Doppelkitty. The kitty that looks like another kitty said, it's all great. I love this podcast. Anybody, this podcast about, you know, helping other people. Thanks. Still Six from Australia. Did not like the podcast. Bunny, squirrel, koala, mouse emoji in the BA to the D. Also Jenny 13. People with numbers don't like they didn't like, not rest promoting, let alone sleep inducing for me. Storyteller's voice does not have the even tone, deep resonance, and overall. So it didn't work for them. Zynga 30, though, did. Really works. Never been able to sleep at night for some reason. Tried everything. Meditation, medication, eating healthy, working out. Nothing really ever worked. And I asked someone what to do, and they recommended this podcast. Don't know how it was supposed to help me sleep, but after a few tries, it really works. I would normally skip around 30 minutes to skip the intro. When I'm getting to bed sometimes, I'll get ready. But of course, this is not for everybody, so try a few episodes and see if it works. Gino Bambino wanted to say thank you. I love all these in-depth reviews. Like they get charged for this. This is supposed to be simple, silly, boring ramblings, which they are. Keep on keeping in. Thanks. Thank you. Kelso says, thanks, Scooter. Maybe this podcast is not for everybody, but it helps me 100% successfully. At first, I was skeptical, but Scooter's ramblings helped get a peaceful and effective rest. Thanks so much. Bull, and that's really their name, said awful. Then Jack, this Jack person writes reviews all the time. And Joanne says, proof sleep is possible. Stay ridiculous. So thanks, everybody. Thanks, everybody, for taking time to review the show. Sleep with Me exists as a free podcast because of people that support the show on Patreon, support our sponsors. And we grow as a podcast by people free sharing the word, spreading the word, or sharing their natural reaction with the podcast. So if you could do that, that's a huge help. But yeah, thanks so much, and good night.
All right, everybody, this is a week in review, or week or month in review, actually. This comes at the end of Sleep With Me. And I think from now on, I'll just put it in the bonus feed of Sleep With Me Plus, unless there's like an update that's pressing. So if you're on Sleep With Me Plus, make sure, you know, you can do everything from the main page at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you log in, once you go to that page, you'll have access to all of your podcasts from Sleep With Me Plus. You could change your payment method, change your membership, join the Discord. All that happens just on that one page. It's just two clicks to add your podcast to your podcast app. And depending on what tier you're on, you have access to three or four Sleep With Me Plus podcasts. So make sure to do that. That's at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And if you're listening to the free show, you may have heard me in other messages. We're really looking right now for 1% of listeners to support the show who listen to the free podcast on a regular basis. It'll change the trajectory of Sleep With Me for you and 99 other people. But you also get all the sweet stuff I'm going to talk about. I also encourage the Sleep With Me Plus listeners to have a dedicated podcast app just for Sleep With Me Plus content. And then keep your whatever podcast app you use for your daytime podcast and just try out a new app. There's tons of great free podcast apps out there. But yeah, I'm going to run through Sleep With Me Plus, what's come out in the past month. I'm going to start with the bonus episodes in the bonus feed. And looks like the last episode that came out was Tea With Bernie. That was April 27th. That's this new series that people really love. Welcome to Scooterville. And that's a postie special edition episode. Then we had a bonus episode, depending on what the Boar Friends and Boar Besties, where I talk about the video game Space Quest and play it. Then on April 13th, we had another Welcome to Scooterville episode, Underground Picnic Munch episode. So, and then a Fearless Flyer episode came out at the end of March. So a lot of cool stuff. May we'll have stuff, and then subscriber summer stuff coming out in the all intro and all night episode podcast for those people, Boar Friends and Boar Besties. We tested out like this new thing without theme music and got great feedback on that. So thank you everybody that upgraded to an annual pledge or took advantage of that thing we're doing. So yeah, we had all intros come out on May 2nd. An all-night episode came out. That's all night. Wait, it comes out tonight, huh? Today's Thursday that I'm recording this. Yeah, so that comes out tonight, all night. TNG and cut new idea there if you listen to that. I think we have one or two more all-night TNG episodes to do. Then we had a couple all intro episodes come out May 2nd, April 18th, April 11th was All Night Make Great Pets. An all night intro on April 3rd, April, March 20th, and Make Great Pets Part 1 on March 13th. Then the story-only feed and in the ad-free feed, both of those. We had Sushi Go board game unboxing came out last night. Our watch, Bring It On, part two, came out on Sunday. And it wasn't until after these episodes were like that I learned that it was, not another teen movie, that the parody part from Bring It On, that the phrase that got stuck in my head is from. It only took three different episodes about Bring It On for me to find out. Wasn't in any of the episodes of Bring It On. But a great time to reflect on Bring It On. And I didn't realize that Kirsten Dunst would be like back in the spotlight in a cool way. So cool timing for that. Then we had Alba Salix episode 3 came out. Fairy Cake Woods. Multiplex, cuckoo for cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo for cuckoo, cuckoo for cuckoo clocks, episode 7, our Matrix crossover with the Novelizers came out April 24th. April 21st was Birds and Buds, which was Alba Salix episode 2. I've been getting a lot of emails from people that really like the Alba Salix content. And again, and some people, not every episode's for everybody. And that's usually what happens is, for every 3 emails I get, that's somebody's favorite episode. I get one email that was somebody's least favorite episode. That's just kind of the way it works with stuff. That's why we work so hard as a team to invest the time to be able to keep this all this selection going and even adding on selections. But if you really believe in Alba Salix, we are paying them to use their content. So consider supporting the show or being like, okay, like let me become an annual supporter because that's going to enable us to do that. We're doing all 3 seasons of Alba Salix. So as we roll on from here, so And then Multiplex episode 6, Bring It On part 1, and then Bring It On intro, and then the Bring It On intro. So that's everything we did in the past month or so. If you want to support the work we do here, consider supporting the show on Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you're not in a position to financially support the show, but you want to support the podcast, there's 2 great ways to do that. Check out our sponsors, test out a sponsor, test out a free trial. Or refer people to the show. We just had 2 people cross the 3 referral threshold, which gets them 3 months of ad-free and story-only podcasts. So consider doing that. Thanks so much.